For our Bible reading, it will be found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 11 to 22. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who are themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands. Remember that at the time you were separate from Christ, excluded from the citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope, without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you once were far away, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
I hope that you guys are doing well today. Everybody is either coming, going, or either on vacation, I think, right now. And if you are not, then the odds are you're probably thinking about it. So I hope that in the summertime we can not forget just kind of who provides for us and who gives us those opportunities to be able to enjoy life and to be able to do things that that we want to do. So one of the things I would like to do, or that I always do, is pray. And I'm trying to kind of get, like, I got a bunch of props this morning, so you guys are in for, like, a children's sermon treat. But I think it's going to be kind of fun. And just pray for me that I don't, like, spill or wreck anything, just as a thought and a reminder. But before I start, let's go to God in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity to be here together, unified as one, in Christ Jesus. I pray that we understand what that means, that we're able to allow our hearts to be transformed and changed by the message that you have given me and the message that you will give to each and every person here, God. I pray that we receive it, embrace it, and put it to use. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, last week we talked about community and faith in community. And one of the interesting things is that how lectionary sometimes follows in these patterns, and how God follows and leads in different directions that oftentimes mesh together. And even in the midst of the singing and the worship and the liturgy and all these different things, it just seems like sometimes stuff just lines up and fits in place. And so in the beginning of this scripture, we were talking about the unity in Christ. And if you guys take notice, there were a long time ago, back in like 2,000-ish years, plus minus a couple thousand years, there was a lot of separation. And in this specific scripture, we're talking about the Israelites, God's chosen people, and the Gentiles slash the rest of the world. And so if you could only imagine the sense that people are separated, people are jealous, people are angry, people are different. Kind of sounds like today a little bit, doesn't it? But nonetheless, that is what is going on. And in this reality is what I want to share with you guys. And I think that oftentimes we come to worship and we forget. I know, it scares you with toilet paper. We forget that we are privileged to look at each other. Because like what I see is, if you guys want to look around, but I see a guy from the Philippines, and I see some folks from the UK. I see somebody from Indonesia. I see somebody from here in the Czech Republic. I see somebody from the Ukraine. I see somebody from the Czech Republic. I see somebody from Nigeria. I see somebody from almost Scotland. And then I see another Czech, an American that's practically a Czech. And then I see some people from Oregon, Alabama, South Africa, and the Czech Republic. And then my wife back there from America. And we're all here because of Jesus. Whether you realize it or not. See, whether you believe in Jesus, you came here because somebody else does. And you're sitting in this chair because of that. It's pretty crazy to think about. Because why else would all these different people come together? And we can think and we can rationalize and we can try to figure out like what Jesus means and how Jesus works. But the truth of the matter is that we're here because of that. And so in this, I would like to just kind of show you guys what's happening here. And there's really like, this is just a fun thing for me to do, so you're just going to have to bear with me. Anytime I get to like play in the middle of a service, I'm going to. But I want you to imagine, like, I wanted to be able to do that as I was speaking about your different ethnicities and stuff like that, but I figured I'd get coloring all over myself. But I want you to think about it for a second. And I want you to imagine the different things that you come from, the different places, right? I'm not going to say who's red or yellow, because Jesus taught us to love all, right? But we've got these different colors that we all come from. I'm not sure who is green, but anyway, I'm going to put green in there. And then I'm going to do another one, because it's just fun to add more colors. It's more dangerous. So I've got all these different colors, right? And in here, it's kind of cool looking, isn't it? And all these colors have separate things. They look different. I don't know that they smell different because it's food coloring. But it's different, right? And then, I want to add in something else. I want to add in some oil. Because see, oftentimes, we think that like, we can all just get along and everything is perfect, but at the end of the day, there's this thing called like sin, and sin really likes to wreck things. And so while we think that oftentimes we can do it on our own, we can't. And so as I look here and we can kind of see a little bit of something, I'm just going to like shake it up. I mean, I feel like I'm doing a magic trick that I should let other people shake it up just to make sure that it's not something fancy. But as I let it sit there, I'm going to let it sit there for a second. And I want you to see this separation take place. You can see some bubbles forming. And no matter how much I shake it, and no matter how much I try to make it work, because the water and oil is in there, because sin is in that, if you imagine it, it's separating. And it's not coming together. And as I continue to let this, and I don't have time to let it happen, but you can see the water and oil. You got water down here, oil's up here. It's separated, right? That's not foam, that's actual oil. But what's interesting is that I totally left the dishwashing detergent out and don't have it, so you're going to have to imagine. But what I was going to do, and it was going to be really cool, hold on one second. She's going to get it, because this is a really cool thing, and I think this is important. I'll explain what's going to happen so that it's not awkward silence. But what's going to happen is I'm going to put dishwashing detergent in here, and we're going to imagine that dishwashing detergent is the blood of Jesus. It's the life of Jesus. It's the resurrection of Jesus. And whenever dishwashing detergent gets in here, soap breaks down things. And when it breaks down things, it's really cool to see what happens. Could you pour that in for me, assistant? I mean, magic shows are a cool thing. I've always wanted to be a magician. Just keep pouring it in there. That's good. Yeah. All right. So imagine, I know these are silly things, right? But Jesus spoke in parables and made life simple. So why can't I? If we do this and I shake it around, look at the color that's changing, that's new. It's no longer a darker green. It's a blended green, and it's a funky green. And now as I continue to mix that, I think, you know, after a while, maybe it will kind of come back to a thing. But in the end, if I continue to shake this enough, and the chemicals, got my scientist here, he could check me on it. But, you know, as you mix it and go, eventually it all becomes something new. And see, the important thing is that, yes, we have all these different attributes, we have all these different qualities, and we have all these different things, but we're here because of Jesus. And because of that, we are a new creation that is free to be with each other. And when I look at this, if you could put it to verse 19, I know that I wanted to do the message because I like the version, but it's really kind of funky. So I'm just going to read the first part of it. It says, "That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. The kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders." Does that speak to you guys living here? Those of you that live here? Those of you maybe that have always, even if you live here, maybe you've never felt welcome or you've never felt like you belong. But in those words, in those scriptures, we belong. We're no longer strangers. We're no longer outcasts. And even you cool people, you've had moments of feeling alone and lost. I know it. Not because I'm cool, but it's got to be true. Everybody feels awkward at some point. But what I'm telling you, and I want you to let it sink in, is that because of Jesus, because we are here together, we are a new creation put together, and we belong. In other words, we are a family. And something that I want to get across is that I want you to feel loved and accepted here. I want you to feel welcome. I want you to feel like you belong. I want all these different things for you. But in that, we are a family. And what do families do together? Like, when you go to eat, who cooks? Mom and dad, right? Yeah. Who cleans your room? The reality is that when you're a part of a family, there's chores. And I don't mean this to be negative in the least bit, but I want us to look at verse 20 through 22, because God, you know, God came, or Jesus rather came, so that we would belong, but not only so that we would belong, but so he would allow us to be a part of letting others know of the love of God. And so if we look at this, it says now, he is using, can you go to the next one, please? Now he is using us all, irrespective of how we got here, in what he is building. He used the apostles and prophets for the foundation. Now he's using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds. See, we're not only here just to be accepted and lovey-dovey and all these wonderful things. We're here because Christ Jesus is our cornerstone. And as we think about that, I want us to go, and I need a volunteer, somebody that could read. So, Terry Ann, you've been out for a while. It's your turn. So you can even actually, you can just stand right there. And you can just read on the screen. But before you read, I want to ask this question. In these scriptures, in 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And in the end of this scripture here, it says, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, meaning Jesus is building his new kingdom here on earth and now. And what does that mean? What does your brick look like? Who are you? And I want you to imagine that and to think about that. Not what your personality is, but who Jesus is in you with your personality, your spiritual gifts, those type of things. And so I want us to imagine this first. Think about this. Okay? I know. Legos. Right? This is a base. And I know this is like probably putting Jesus down really bad, but I want you to imagine, because it says Jesus is our cornerstone. And at the foundation is a base. And what I'm going to do is I want you to imagine what you are. Because watch this. So imagine Jesus is here, right? And this is our cornerstone. I'm going to get this first part set up. Without this base, this doesn't connect. Right? Without the existence of this base, this piece does not connect. And now God is building something here, a new kingdom and a new earth. And as God is building something, I want you to think what your brick is. And now, if you could read it slowly, just, you can read the beginning part there. Go to the next one.
To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom.
Okay. So one, some of you out there, you might think you're smart, but no. Some of you need to understand that your role and your place is wisdom. Because in order for the kingdom of God to be built here on earth, we need wise people. We need people that can listen to God and can guide and direct. So you need to think that you, my friend, your brick looks like wisdom. Can you go ahead and do the next one?
To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit.
Some of you are knowledgeable, and this could be your brick. See, things in life, like, it's really hard if you think about it. We live on an earth and we can't see God physically always. I mean, people could say that they could see God, but not always. But some of you have been given your faith. And your faith is to encourage, guide, and direct, and give grace to others, just like Jesus gave you the grace of faith. Okay.
To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit.
You know, some of us are hurting. In fact, I want us to think about and pray for Najat right now. She called me today and asked that we were here, and I was hoping that she was going to be able to be here so that we could pray for her. But the truth of the matter is this, is that not all of us are given this gift, but some of us are given this gift to be able to heal and to be able to love and to be able to guide and direct. Go ahead into the next one. What do y'all think that means? Miraculous powers. Think about that. It's a gift of the Spirit, isn't it? What could miraculous powers do for this earth, for this world that is filled with disgust, pain, anger, war, stupidness, sin? What could miraculous power do? There's other things. Go ahead, and I think we're getting near the end of it, but you can finish that up. Go ahead, and I'm going to concentrate on this.
To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still another, the interpretation of tongues.
See, some people aren't really always sure what to say or to do. And in fact, I think sometimes we don't really know how to express the way we feel, but when you have somebody that can speak in tongues, they can express that feeling. This is terrible. I thought I was doing better. You'll get the point. Thank you. Could you read verse 7 again for me, though? The one where it says each person is given.
Each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
Okay, thank you. See, each person is given something so that it can show this world who God is. Each one of you has a chore, rather a brick, that Jesus is started from the foundation where the prophets and all those old people that we can't remember all their names. But Jesus started that years ago. And so for those of you that have different gifts and those of you that have different talents, Jesus is begging you to be involved in this kingdom building thing. And it says here, God is building a home. This is the last part of verse 19 in Ephesians. God is building a home. He's using us all, irrespective of how we got here and what he is building. See, Jesus doesn't care how you got here, how you feel about it. Jesus just cares that you are working in that faith, that you're striving to understand who God is and the love that he's given you. Because see, when this works out, I feel like I'm missing something. Anyway, it's driving me crazy. When this works out, this is what happens, right? This is a building block. This is what this world is to look like. It's to work towards a loving, renewed, new creation in Jesus. And see, what happens, though, is like if spirit of wisdom is like gone, I'm trying to hide that because it was supposed to work and I practiced it before. Anyway, but you get the point. Is that if the spirit of wisdom is gone, it looks less like a heart, doesn't it? And so if this is gone, it doesn't even look like a heart. It looks funky. And y'all, until we are able to understand that it takes all of us through Jesus Christ anew and his purification, until we realize that, this world, it's going to stay ugly. And I do believe in the Christ resurrection. I do believe that Christ will return one day. But I also believe that this revolution, that this thing that Jesus did 2,000 years ago, is for you and I to participate in now. To be a part of a kingdom building effort now. Not thinking that we're going to just die and everything's going to be perfected. That's baloney. Otherwise, what's the point of us being here? Why would God do such a thing? And so, yes, you are loved here. You are accepted in all your funky craziness, everything. But we, as a family, have work to be a part of. We have gifts to use. We are bricks from a foundation of Christ the cornerstone from years and years and years ago. So my encouragement and my pleading, rather, is for you to just admit that there's work to do. And to allow Jesus to change your heart, to receive that grace. Because see, that can't happen. Until we've received God's love, we can't give God's love. It's hard. And we have to receive God's grace every single day, every single moment. Period. It doesn't just happen over an instant. It takes time. I'm encouraged and I'm excited to see how God is using this church, this body of people, this uniqueness that everybody has. You guys, I mean, I'm sorry, I keep rambling, but I just think about it. I think that of those of you that are leading worship, that are here in worship, as we participate together, the diversity from where we come from, it's just so cool. And it's so cool to see how God uses that. And so we have an opportunity to share that, to show others what diversity, true diversity and uniqueness looks like, and how accepting we are of each other.